W4 DJW listening.
143 mobile.
Hey Wyatt, just trying to get our call sign validated with Echolink so we can get back on our call sign on Echolink. It expired and then we got it renewed, but you've got to validate it to get it to work. And the FCC's license management system is dog slow today. You know how slow dog slow is?
It's been sloth slow. Oh gosh, that's really hard to say.
Yeah, sloth, I believe sloth slow's got to be. What are you doing today?
I'm going to the airport to maybe work. Actually, it's looking like it's burned off just about. And record some ILS signals for a friend who's going to be making some adjustments to his software. Okay, it's 4WA.
Good morning, Steve. So somebody, you're going to the airport, the sun's burning off, and somebody's going to make an adjustment to their software? Did I get all that?
But not in the right order, I don't think. The sun isn't burning off. Well, it is, technically, but the clouds are burning off. It's gotten pretty clear out here now. But I also have to record some signals, and the fellow that makes, what is this called? It's like F4EXB, I think, makes SDR Angel. Is going to make some changes to his ILS software, and he needs some IQ recordings, so I'm going to go make some for him.
Well, that is some really good software. I really like that SDR Angel. I haven't seen it in quite a while, but that's some great stuff. Go ahead, Steve.
Jump in there and say, why do I enjoy the ride-along, buddy? You take it easy, and I hope that works out for you today. Didn't you get some good weather in there to get that done? And, Dave, I sent my radio back down to Gainesville, and the United States Post Office has lost the dang thing. It is somewhere out there in limbo. So, looks like I'm going to be buying me a radio. So I'm going to be calling you about a reference on that one that you've got in your Nissan, okay? So I'll let you guys get at it. I'm fixed to go into lunch, and y'all have a good day. KN4BWA, I'm clear.
And you might want to wait for Dayton. They're introducing new radios.
All right, Steve, I can tell you about it. I don't know if you can find one. They don't make them anymore, but if you can find one, it's a great, it's a fantastic radio. Anyway, have a good day. SDR Angel, you use that, Wyatt?
Linux machines primarily. Currently receive only, but I need them to make some changes so I can use it as a monitoring platform for over-the-air stuff. And he's like, give me those IQ signals and I'll see what I can do. And I'm like, okie dokies.
Well, that's good. You're in direct communications with the author. That's some good software. But, man, it takes a little while to get to know how to use it. But once you figure it out, there's nothing you can't do.
It still confuses me at times. And I've been working with it for a few years now. And still, you know, trying to figure out, do I need a channel or do I need a feature? Because sometimes it just totally flabbergasts me.
Yeah, sometimes I get it so mangled up I have to delete one of the, I guess you'd call it a profile or something that I made, you know, and I'll go back to the examples and start all over again. Because you can get way out in left field or on a really long branch and no recovering that thread.
And one of the features I need is a QT-related feature, is the serial access to a GPS. And I'll tell you this, QT 6. Anything is the serial thing is done separately now for all intents and purposes. So you have to install the current QT and do rigmarole to stay on 5. It's so much easier.
I still have stuff that runs on 4.5, and working on going to 5. You're a whole version ahead of me. I haven't even looked at 6 yet, but it is quite bloated. QT, yeah, that's almost as bad as HRD.
But Talking about cutting edge, I actually installed Ubuntu 2404 like 2 months ago. Because the project I'm working on, I only want to do this, do all the bottom end stuff once. And so I've been cutting edge on everything, and it's been a pain in the rear.
Yeah, you can get some really good stuff if you get on the cutting edge, but ouch. You can spend a lot of hours and days and weeks on the cutting edge. But once you make the breakthrough, though, you've got something nobody else has.
Part of my problem was that Postgres is not supported, version 14 is not supported on 2404, so I had to go to 16, and since you're running nightly, so you don't have access to the actual APT repos, because nobody had them released for Noble yet. So you had to compile everything from source, and that was a pain in the rear.
You get that from GitHub? And like, can you open up an issue on GitHub to get them addressed, to address it? Are they reactive?
Actually, because it was the beta release, they're not reactive. They're like, well, you're dealing with an experimental beta release of the OS, so we're not going to do anything with it. But we do have the experimental archive, and you can go that route, but it's not guaranteed to work. So, you know, all you have to do is compile Postgres from their last release, and it worked fine.
Well, it's good to find a path that you can use that for. Anyway, I won't keep you. So I'd say hello, see how you're doing, enjoying the day. Maybe today won't be so much cloud coverage. I got to get out there and spread mulch. I got bags of mulch out there, and yesterday it was too wet. The day before that it was raining. So today I got to get out there and get busy.
79, I'm over here south side of Greenville now, and you enjoy that. Have fun doing that. I have no interest in doing that.
I don't either, but I got to get it done. Anyway, take care, Wyatt. KJ4CTD, W4DJW, clear.
KJ4CTD, mobile for another 15 minutes.